The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. On a Tuesday, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Let's kick things off with Crazy Cash. Your chance to win $1,000. Grammy, do you have this hour's keyword?
Oh, I do. This hour's nationwide keyword, listen close, everybody, is happy. That's happy. You take the keyword happy over to wild949.com and type it in happy, and you will be very happy, potentially, if you were to win that $1,000.
Nice. All right, first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. I was listening to the show yesterday, and the new Karen should definitely not be called Jessica. It should be called, like, Susan or Becky. But I don't want to say my name because I know two people named that. So, anyway, that's it. Have a good day. Bye.
What do you guys think about that? That's our buddy Tiffany from Clayton there leaving that talk back. And she's saying that yesterday, because we talked about how it's already basically, it's a done deal. Jessica is the name of the new Karen. I don't think there's any reverting it. But what do you think about her other suggestions? Again, that was Tiffany from Clayton.
I think those would be great picks, like Susan, if it was still millennials making the name about an older generation. But now it's Gen Z choosing a name about millennials, you know what I mean? And there's so many Jessicas in the millennial generation.
I think it's the number one
name.
I think
that makes sense.
Yep. But I think there are too many Jessicas in the world that this just can't be the name that is given to the Karens.
And that's our very own Jessica fighting on behalf of the other Karen-like Jessicas out there. Do you think you have any Karen-like traits, Jess?
I think I can, but I'm too much of a pushover. Like, I want to.
So in your mind, you're a in your head, you're a Karen.
I want to.
Like, you
want to
call the manager and you want to complain about stuff. But you just don't do it.
But I thought, like, the definition of a Karen is kind of like you're doing too much, and you're doing that when it's not even, like, warranted. So I would say no then. Because sometimes I want to, like, speak up for myself, but I feel like I do it when it's granted, you know? Like, I do it in situations where I should speak up for myself.
Okay.
You lost me there, but.
Okay.
I don't know. Becky.
I like Susan.
Susan, like, I have an aunt named Susan. Like, that. Like, right. Selena said, that's the wrong, you're the wrong generation.
We're way too past that.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to the drawing board.
No, there's no drawing board. It's Jessica. It's done.
It's Jessica.
Dang it. Next on the JV Show, can I tell you guys about this road rage fight that almost went down right in front of me the other day?
Whoa.
I wasn't involved. I was just an innocent bystander.
Sure.
I also want to know if that tarot card reader we talked about yesterday, Jess, you said that she had made a prediction for a game last night. I'm dying to know if she was right.
Okay.
Or wrong. You know. Maybe she was wrong. I don't know, but we'll find out next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Okay, Bay Area, say your goodbyes to one of the last standing Taco Bells in the chain's original Mission-style buildings. After more than 50 years, the Taco Bell on Mount Diablo Boulevard in Lafayette is closing. Today is the last day, so you can go get one last Crunchwrap Supreme or one last Doritos Locos Taco. There's only one other Taco Bell location styled like this still in the Bay after this one closes.
I remember, I feel like Napa used to have one of those way back in the day. I almost went to that Lafayette one on Saturday because I was starving and I almost stopped
today.
There.
You gotta go today.
Now I'm never gonna go. All right, was last night Aaron Rodgers' last game in the NFL? I hope so. He and the Steelers hosted the Houston Texans last night in the final game of Wildcard Weekend, and oh no, it did not go well. Steelers were only able to put up 6 points in the game. Meanwhile, the Texans scored 30. Rodgers finished the game with just 146 yards passing. His final throw of the game before getting pulled out was an interception return for a touchdown. So will that be his last throw in the NFL? Wouldn't that be nice? We'll have to wait and see, but at 42 years old, I think it's probably time he hangs it up.
Wow.
Is he
one of the oldest in the NFL right now?
Yep.
Wow. Patchy fog for this morning. We'll have some sunshine by the afternoon. Temperatures will be a few degrees warmer, reaching the low 60s in most cities.
Hey, Virgo besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 6. You are feeling restless and stuck in your current relationship. Keep in mind that the grass isn't always greener elsewhere, and it might be on you to fix what you have and reinvest in your current situation. Plan a getaway weekend trip to reignite the spark.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, even though you're bored of the person you're with.
But whatever. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my God, Graham, I'm going to kill you. I literally am trying to put my makeup on and spit my coffee out. That was so funny. Ha, ha, ha. Have a good day. I knew you had caller ID. Bye.
That's our buddy Tiffany from Clayton. She had suggested a couple new Karen names, Susan or Becky, but she didn't want her name on the air because she has some friends or acquaintances that have
those
that name.
Names. Yeah, yeah. Those and you said her name was?
Tiffany from Clayton.
Okay.
Whoops.
All right, yesterday, Jess, at this time, you told us about this tarot card reader on TikTok.
Sports Tarot with Chelsea. She had gone 5 for 5 with her predictions. She had accurately predicted that the Niners were going to win this past weekend, the Rams, and a bunch of others, right? Well, she made a prediction for last night's game, and she said that the Steelers were going to win. So she was incorrect about that.
Wait, but you guys told me it was real. This is, it's tarot. It's what the what the universe was telling her, and so it has to be accurate, right?
I mean,
and then you asked me, Graham, if she gets last night correct, will you believe that she's got some sort of abilities or the, you know, to read the universe through the tarot cards? And to that I said, ha! And then she picked the Steelers. Whoops.
Yeah.
They got stomped last night.
I really
night.
Was hoping that stomped. They were going to win so she would
Me
be
too.
Right.
I wanted her to be right so bad.
But
maybe we jinxed her.
But it's fine.
You know, we like messed with her vibe.
Oh, yeah. You guys messed with the universe energy.
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Because sometimes
and,
they can
the
Steelers misinterpret the cards.
Are not that good.
You know,
right.
No one's perfect. Everyone makes mistakes.
So I think the cards were right. It's just she read them maybe like a little bit off.
Yeah. That makes sense. But the other 5 games, she read those cards correctly.
Clearly,
just slipped up on that final game.
She's already made
still a believer.
Yeah, I think I am too.
Well, we got another slate of playoff games this upcoming weekend. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see how she does during these because she should get them all. There's fewer games, so she should definitely get all these correct, right?
Yeah. She already made like a few other predictions
for
the next couple of games.
Can't wait.
I cannot wait.
I'm going to start betting on everything she picks because she knows, right?
Yeah, I mean, she does.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, I almost witnessed a road rage fight go down right in front of my eyes. So the other day I was on this like twisty, turny road, but you should be going at least like 40 down this road, right?
Okay.
I'm driving normal speed, but the car in front of me was on the car in front of them's ass, if I can say that. Like, within, like, way too close to this car, right? And so the car that was in the very front obviously fed up, like, bro, like, why is this car on me like this? Started going so slow. We're going like 20 miles an hour on this road now because the car behind him won't, like, give him some space.
Right.
All of a sudden, bam, like slams on the brakes. We're at a dead stop. That car almost hit the car in front of him. And I slam on my brakes. I don't want to get too close because what is about to go down?
Oh, my God.
So that car that was tailgating way too close starts like just honking, just like all the way on the horn, just doesn't let off.
Yeah.
I grab my phone like, oh, my God, whatever's going to happen, I'm gonna have the video.
It's
going
to be good.
The car in front opened the door.
Oh, no.
I see like legs kick out of the car. This person's about to get out of the car, but then the car behind him backs up and like swerves away and drives off so fast.
Scared.
Ooh.
Scared.
Scaredy cat.
But isn't that so scary that like if someone is way too close to you, Graham, what do? Do you do that or do you just like, I don't know, get out of the way, pull over?
I just keep on driving.
Yeah.
But I don't stop.
I'm not going to stop. You know I'm not going to brake check them. I'm not going to do any of that.
I don't do that either.
Am I going to like suddenly start speeding way up just to appease this person who's driving like a jackass? No, I'm not going to. I hate people that do that.
But if I'm the car in front and there's somebody behind me that is so close, I'm scared to like to stop, to drive any slower, to be petty because I don't know what that person's going to do. And same if I'm the person that is behind a car, I'm scared to drive way too close or make that person mad. I don't know what that person's going to do. We hear way too many scary stories. And like this could have gone, who knows what that person that was going to get out of the car would have done.
Right.
Or what the person, you know, as their car got approached, what they would do to defend themselves. Things escalate.
Yeah.
Things escalate very quickly.
If like we can't even be petty in peace anymore because someone's going to do something crazy.
Right.
I know.
But if you're the person that drives right directly on somebody's bumper like that, you're an idiot. Like, I highly question your intelligence, of which you probably don't have that much. Right. There's no need to do that. You're only increasing the odds that you yourself are going to get into a wreck. Like, hello, what are you doing?
I know, but it's so irritating when that car in front of you is going so slow. Like, we're going 10 miles below the speed limit. Can we just go a little faster? Pick it up, please.
I get it. We all are
it's so frustrating, this
point in the world where we have no patience. We are so impatient. Mm-hmm. If you zoom out and think about what the 2 minutes that you were driving behind someone that was going too slow, it affected you by, you got to where you were going about 27 seconds later than you thought. You think it's like, oh my God, I'm going to be out here forever. It equates to maybe a slowdown of a matter of seconds, not even minutes, seconds.
I know.
Just let it go. Just everybody is so aggressive and so angry out there and so impatient.
You know what's even worse is when somebody is honking at you thinking that you're the one in the wrong. And you're not. Like, or when someone flips you off and they think you're in the wrong and you're not. Because one time somebody kept honking and honking at me thinking I just wasn't going because I wasn't paying attention. But I was trying to, you know where it says keep clear?
Mm-hmm.
I was keeping clear.
Right.
And he would not stop honking at me. And I actually got mad this time and I made sure I went next to him. I rolled down my window. I gave him a look because I wanted to tell him, like, you were in the wrong. Like, I was so mad.
What did you want me to do?
And he looked at me, did not roll his window down, and then kept going.
Because he felt stupid because he realized what was going on.
I love it when, if you drive an SUV, like my car, I have a 4Runner. It's not huge, but you get somebody in a smaller car and they can't see around you. And so they assume that you are the person that's going slow.
Right. I'm like, dude, hate that.
This is the Bay Area. There's traffic. Do you not think there's a car right in front of me? And they like are so impatient, want to get around. And then they finally make their move to try to swerve around you. And then they realize, oh, there's 18 cars in front of you. Like, where do you think you're going to go, dumbass? Like, make your move. And then they like swerve and swerve and they get one car in front of you. It's like, what did that accomplish? You're now going to get to your destination or the next red light all of 0.6 seconds faster than me. You accomplished nothing. Stop driving like an idiot.
I know.
I can rant about that for the entire
same
show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Olive from Richmond. Happy Tuesday. I have a question for y'all and everybody else who might want to put their 2 cents in. How slow is too slow to be in the slow lane in the freeway? Because I'm doing 67 this morning, and somebody behind me was flashing their lights. Like, am I going too slow? Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yep.
I mean, yes and no.
Just kidding.
But like, in the slow lane?
Like, legally, that's a great speed. You should, you know, but if I'm behind you, get out the way.
She's going slightly above the speed limit, 67. So I assume the speed limit's 65, 67. And somebody's blinking their lights, flashing the lights behind her. There's nowhere for her to move over to, right?
I mean, I'm going
car.
Around.
It's on that car. Use one of the other lanes.
Yeah.
But yeah, speed up a little bit. Just kidding.
All right, Tuesday mornings at this time, we turn it over to Jess to talk TV.
Yep, and I started watching this series called The Curious Case of... It's a bunch of mini docu-series, basically. Or documentary-style episodes. This one in particular is called The Doomsday Cat Cult. So imagine your ex-husband or wife starts a cult where she basically convinces everyone in the cult that you are the devil and everyone in it is then praying that you pass away. She turns...
Oh, my God.
Is there a spoiler alert?
Yeah.
No one's going to watch this. Right?
Somebody might.
No,
what's it called again?
The Curious Case of the Doomsday Cat Cult. So then she turns...
Nobody's going to watch
you. Yeah, you're right. Nobody's gonna watch
that. She turns everybody against you to the point that somebody actually attempts to shoot you and murder you because she is getting in their head that much. So that woman goes by the name of Cheryl. So that I will be referencing that name a lot.
So her whole mission post-breakup is just to convince... These are random people that are joining the cult?
These are people that she is randomly meeting, but she is... you know, having them join the cult and somehow convincing them that, hey, all the evil in the world is coming from this one person.
Got it.
And you know what? This is why I guess maybe it is kind of important to know at least about the crazy exes that people may have. Because
seriously,
if there are any like this, I would want to know that. I don't know that I would want to date someone who has a wife or an ex-wife who eventually is going to kill my husband or want to kill me.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to know if, like, the woman I'm dating for ex is a cult leader. Like, I feel like that's relevant information.
How do you even get to that position?
Anybody can start the cult. You just got to be convincing enough.
Right.
Okay, yeah. So not anyone can. Some people just don't have the charisma, I guess.
Right.
The charm.
Some people just, can't charm enough people to join their cult.
But, you know, we always, like, ask ourselves when we're watching shows like this, like, how is it that people can get to a point where they even believe any of this? Right? And I know most of the time it's like they get isolated or there's a lot of manipulation, right? Well, this is probably one of the strangest things that I have ever heard from a cult that is... that the leader convinced everyone, not just that, you know, her husband was the devil, but that everybody's key to salvation was adopting a ton of cats.
Oh, God.
There was...
That's when I quit the cult. I'm out. You had me with all this other weird stuff, but I got to get a bunch of cats now.
So there was a lot of talk about salvation and that the cats, and the more cats you adopted, the more of a chance you had of saving yourself. So... here is what one of the, I guess, previous members said.
People were required to leave their homes, their jobs, to come straight to the sanctuary to pick up their chosen cats. Cheryl would stand up and say, when you take these cats home, they are your number one priority. They come before your husbands and wives, and they come before your children. So they had to be fed first. All their areas had to be clean and spotless before you could even have breakfast and then get your children off for school.
Who are the people that believe this stuff?
Where was this?
I don't remember exactly. I'll look it up right now. But people were believing this. People were getting 14, 20, 25 cats.
My God.
They had them around the house. One woman was like, I had to have a litter box basically in every corner of my home. It smelled like if you've ever had one cat, multiply that by 10 times and then multiply that by another, like, you know.
Don't you kind of blame the people for being so gullible?
Right. But again, like, how does it get to that point where you're like, you know what? I believe and this is what I am now going to devote my life to.
Is this surprising at all? I mean, it's as ridiculous as this is. I mean, we witnessed stuff almost daily in real time. There's all sorts of people in this country that are essentially part of a political cult in this country. And you're like, who's believing this or believing this person?
Yeah.
How could you do this? And they just do it day in and day out. This doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, and that's sad. And that is sad.
Would you guys, if someone came to you and was like, hey, like, no. I'm in this situation, what would you tell them?
Get out. Wake up.
That wouldn't even save them. I've seen enough cult documentaries. I don't know. I just want no parts. If you want to believe whatever you want, just keep your cats away from me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, I hope the cat thing works out for you. Like, you know what I mean? I want everybody to get whatever the thing is they believe in. Go for it. Just don't expect me to go to your cat's bar mitzvah or something.
So this is an entire series, so there's like other weird episodes like this?
There's other weird episodes like this.
What platform is this on?
This is on HBO Max. This
curious case of
Benjamin Button
Doomsday Cat Cult.
That's what I said.
You heard it here first on the JV show. Today's Hot is Trending. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you why J-Lo and Jennifer Garner did not take any pictures together at the Golden Globes.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Selena, I just wanted to share our buddy Jennifer in Cupertino. She left a couple talkbacks. They were kind of hard to hear, so I'm not going to play them, but I'm just going to say the story that I'm going to relay her story. We were talking about tailgating and road rage, and she said one night she was driving along, car riding her tail, so she moved over lanes. That car continued to tailgate her, so she moved another lane. That car continued to tailgate her right behind her, so she decided to speed up to try to get away from it. Went all the way up to 100 miles an hour, she said. It turns out it was the highway patrol, and they were in one of those new unmarked highway patrol cars, so she didn't recognize that it was a highway patrol because there's no lights on top or anything like that.
Oh, my God.
And I can only assume that she got a ticket. She didn't say that. But so if somebody is tailing you, it may not be a road rage incident. It may be the highway patrol.
Was there no, like, siren? Like, I'm sure they have some sort of equipment so you know that they're... It's an officer behind you.
Yeah, but you know how they ride your tail for a little while? The last time that I got pulled over, my registration was expired or whatever.
They try to trick you.
They ride right up on your bumper for a little while. I think they're typing in your info or it's scanning your license plate or whatever they're doing, but they ride right up on you, and then you just know. You're like, it's just going to be a matter of time before they turn their lights on. But she kept dodging them, moving lanes, and then...
Took them on a high-speed chase.
And then speeding up. Yeah, they thought she was initiating a high-speed pursuit.
Trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, a couple of Golden Globes leftovers. So Jennifer Garner and J-Lo, they were both at the awards show on Sunday. They did not interact with each other, at least not in front of cameras. So no photos were taken of them together. A source says that they are cordial, but other than their kids, they don't really have much to talk about. They don't not like each other. But, like, they're not besties either. They're cool, but that's only because their kids are still close, even after J-Lo and Ben broke up. But that's about the extent of it. But there's no feud for those who are maybe like, well, why didn't they talk to each other? Why didn't they take pictures? I did read one other report, though.
Okay.
Not so much about Jennifer Garner, but that her kids that she shares with Ben and Ben Affleck, they kind of want some more space from J-Lo. Like, they were married all of 2 seconds, and they think it's a little ridiculous that J-Lo is still so close and involved in his kids' lives. Like, she'll pick up the kids and have them hang out with her kids. And Ben is like, back up, bro. Ease back just a little bit. Hmm. Do you think you guys would feel like that?
Yeah.
But what if the kids do get along? Like, you don't want to just tear them apart.
I know. I would definitely feel like that. But at the same time, I would rather have that than have an ex who at one point was a parent and these are your siblings, and then have them just abandon my kids after we spent however many years telling them, oh, we're a family. These are your step siblings.
But they spent only 6 months telling each other they were a family. How long did this...
But I feel like that's how like abandonment issues come about, right?
I more want to leave it up to the kids. Like, do you want to go, you know, if they want to go hang out with her and her kid, fine. You know, that's totally cool. But if she's like inserting herself into the situation, like, oh, I'm picking him up on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah, I'm taking him to soccer practice.
I'm like, whoa, wait a second.
I get why Ben's annoyed, though.
Yeah.
One more thing from the Golden Globes. People are sliving over the presence that Taylor Swift had at the show, despite her not even being there, because throughout the night, several of her records played. And guess who was in the audience, in case you missed it? Her ex, Joe Alwyn.
Oh.
And there was like her music about Travis Kelce playing the speakers. Charlie XCX was also there. Who Taylor, I mean, they had this little feud, so they had to like live through everyone listening to Taylor Swift the entire night. I thought that was a little funny. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, one quick thing I want to mention. I got an email about this. I just wanted to say, for all you talented people listening right now, America's Got Talent. They're actually going to be doing some local auditions. So if you can juggle flaming chainsaws or ride unicycles blindfolded or trick your coworkers into opening and smelling a jarred fart, this might be for you. The auditions are going to be at Cache Creek Casino Resort Friday, January 23rd. That's 10 days from now. I think you need to register ahead of time, though, at AGTAuditions.com. Let's get some Bay Area people on there.
Yes.
And America's Got Talent. I won't be watching, but let's get some Bay Area.
No one will.
Let's get some Bay Area people on there. All right. Police had to be called over what a landlord discovered inside an Alameda home that tenants had recently moved out of. People had left behind what appeared to be a very large Komodo dragon lizard.
Whoa.
I guess police, when they got there, they discovered that it was actually an ornate Nile monitor lizard. I don't know. The pictures, whatever this thing is.
What the hell is that?
It's huge. Whatever it is, they can grow up to be 7 feet long. And apparently these ones can be quite aggressive. They have powerful bites, strong claws, and very forceful tails that can cause injuries. So police said they had to sort of devise a plan to safely secure this animal.
Oh, my God.
These, again... probably most likely belong in some sort of a zoo or some sort of reptile place that can actually care for them. These are not a good home pet, in other words. This lizard is now being safely housed at the East Bay Vivarium in Berkeley. But this was definitely not on the bingo card of any landlord as they probably do a walkout, you know, a move out walkthrough, I should say.
Oof.
These things are big and mean. Are you looking up a picture?
I looked up a picture. I'm like, oh my God.
Monitor
they look
lizard.
Like. I didn't look up that. I looked up Komodo dragons.
Well, those things, too. Okay. They look similar, kind of different color in my mind from the pictures that I saw.
Oh, my God. They look
saw.
So scary. Oh,
it's like having a dinosaur.
I know. That's
like
what it reminded me, literally. It's like a little dinosaur. I mean, it's big, but compared to other dinosaurs.
Huge.
But, oh, my God.
Yeah, you don't want to find one of those in an empty apartment. No
so
thanks.
Weird.
What are people doing?
I don't
and
know.
If, okay, Zen, to anybody listening, if you happen to have misplaced your ornate Nile monitor lizard, they have it in Berkeley because you left it in your house. How do you forget that thing?
Right.
You think it was intentional?
The
they're just like, can't take you with you, little buddy. You're staying here.
I have no clue what is going on in your guys' houses. All right, next on the JV Show, it's What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You don't know how to play? You're new to the JV Show? No worries. We'll explain next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. As always, when you want to win this JV Show chug mug, here's what you got to do. Just leave your guess, whatever you think that bleeped out word is, on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins the chug mug. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
I figured my fiance would be the one to notice that my have gotten bigger, but he hasn't said a thing about them.
It's been football season. He's been
worst?
A little preoccupied.
I know. I'm like, have you even looked at me?
No.
Hello?
Probably not. Probably hasn't. All right. Think about that. He's pretty focused on the season. You
right.
know that.
On all those right. balls on the TV.
Yeah. Being flung around. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word is. Remember, this is a family show. So whatever that guess is, it's something PG that we can play on the air. And how are we going to play your guests on the air? Because we're going to play your talkbacks. Leave them on that iHeartRadio app. You got to be streaming Wild 94.9 to be able to hit that talkback mic button. On your talkback, leave us your guess along with your name and your city. We want to be able to shout you out if you win, but only the first correct answer of the morning gets a JV Show chug mug.
That's right. Leave those guesses now because we're going to play them next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to What the Bleep. We have this JV Show chug mug on the line. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave it on the talk back on the iHeartRadio app. Here is today's clip in case you missed it.
I figured my fiance would be the one to notice that my have gotten bigger, but he hasn't said a thing about them.
Wow.
Not a word.
Have you been doing anything to get them bigger? Is that a thing?
Graham, have you noticed?
No. I am not allowed to answer that question. Right. It's an HR violation. But yeah, I have.
Wow. Let's go to your guesses.
Hi, JV Show. This is Keely and Cole in Dublin, and we think the answer is arms. Thanks, JV Show.
Arms. What's up, Keely and Cole?
What's up?
Ooh.
Not the correct answer.
Nope.
Good guess. You trying to get your arms bulked up
Swole?
Bigger?
No.
Oh.
It just made me think of that. Have you seen that Kim K meme where she's just like hella buff?
Yeah.
That's what I thought of. We got to send it to Graham. He's looking,
yeah,
he's looking puzzled.
I have, no, I haven't seen it.
This is Maria from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is eyebrows. Thank you.
Eyebrows. Throwing those eyebrows out?
No, I'm actually going for a little bit of a thinner look.
Oh, you're thinning them out
yeah.
right now.
Thin 90s brows are back, apparently.
Thin is in.
I'm not going that 90. That thin. But
I thought the thing was they were like bushy and then like people were combing up straight up. What happened to that?
Oh, the like gel brows?
Yeah, what happened to that? That's no longer a thing.
Feather brows or whatever?
Yeah, we're going thin.
We're going thin.
Got it.
Thin and straight is the thing.
Yeah.
Straight. Like just so like people don't know if you're happy or sad, they just go straight across.
Have you seen Cardi or Doja or like any beauty influencer? Like thin, straight brows.
So you have to kind of like shave off the
tail.
The part where it curves down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to get rid of that part.
Just try it, Graham.
No,
we'll
thanks.
Do it for you.
No, thank
You'll
you.
You'll look snatched.
Nope.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Alana from San Leandro. My guess for the bleep top word is clothes. Your clothes have gotten bigger. Bye.
Well, that's a good guess.
Great guess.
Not the one, though. Nope.
Right. All right. Continue to get those guesses in. Whatever you think that bleeped out word is, leave it on the talk back on the iHeart app right now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talk back mic on the iHeart Radio app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I figured my fiance would be the one to notice that my have gotten bigger, but he hasn't said a thing about them.
Again, Graham and I haven't noticed because we can't look at those.
Nope.
HR violation.
Yep.
What are you guys talking about?
What are you talking about? Let's go to your guesses, see if anybody got it right.
Hey, good morning, JV fam. This is Pat from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is muscle. All right, thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Muscles.
Yeah, muscles. That was like probably the most popular guess this morning. A lot of people guessing muscles. Where are you at in your 2026 gym journey?
Doing pretty good. I did 6 days last week.
Whoa!
And I'm going on another 5 days this week.
What?
That's my goal every week now, 5 days.
Is five?
Yeah.
I feel okay if I make it four. Five is like overachieve.
But 6 days, the thing is,
I don't go on weekends. No,
it's because the more like days I give myself to rest, the more like they'll increase as the year goes on. So then by October, I'm only going like two times to the gym or something. So I have to start like this
front load.
It's a good strategy.
Yeah.
I think I screwed this up. Hold on, this might be the talkback we already played.
Hey, good morning, JV fam.
Okay, so I'm going to skip that one. Just give me 1 second. Here we go.
Good morning, JV show. It's Kelsey from Austin, Texas. And I think the bleeped out word today is plants. Your plants have gotten bigger. Hope I win another chug mug.
Plants.
Are you a plant mom?
That is not it.
I wish I was. I only have fake plants, so they can't get bigger.
You got to get some real plants in there. Come on.
Yeah. I feel like that's more of a house thing, though. Right now, I'm in my cutesy little apartment.
People have really plants in apartments.
Yeah,
apartment but
plants are great.
I'm not ready for that.
Yeah, and you have a little balcony area so you get some natural sun.
Water them out there. Mm-hmm. Also, right, I just checked JV show number one in Austin, Texas. So
yes,
thank you.
Hi, this is Finn from Morgan Hill, and my guess for the bleeped out word is purse. Thank you. Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Minus the R.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
But also.
Nope.
Not it. Nope. Great guess. Quite a few people guessed that this morning. About the.
The purse?
With the R or without?
With the R. Has it been getting. Have they been getting bigger?
They've been getting smaller, I feel. The trend.
Is that for trend. Smaller ones?
Smaller ones, yep, for sure.
What about the other? Never mind.
Never mind.
Good morning, JV show. It's Alex from Benicia. Could the bleeped out word be lips?
Which one? That's not it. Nope.
Did
No one get it? Would you ever consider a lip filler?
I don't think I...
That's a yes.
I guess if there was any sort of like cosmetic thing I would do, maybe it would be that. But I also don't... I'm scared of the... You know how they say that...
Duck lips?
It migrates.
Yes.
Yeah.
That it migrates. I don't want it to end up in my like cheekbones and have pillow face eventually.
I don't think it migrates all the way over there.
Oh, okay.
It could. I don't know.
All right. So nobody got the word this morning.
Dang it.
Okay. So here is today's clip, unbleeped.
I figured my fiance would be the one to notice that my wrinkles have gotten bigger, but he hasn't said a thing about them.
That's a smart man right there. That's a smart man. Even if you notice, you don't say anything about it. We all see it.
Yep.
We all see it.
They're right there.
They're right there. But you don't say anything about it. That's a smart dude right there.
Right. All right. I guess it's a good thing.
No shout outs to give, unfortunately, this morning. So I will just very quickly run through a couple of the other top guesses this morning. Paintings was a very popular guess. So Jess, are you known for the small canvas or do you like to do any large paintings?
I had a phase of doing very mini paintings. So I do, I think it was like 2-inch by 2-inch. Canvas.
What? Those are so tiny.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to put that on a keychain?
They look so cute though because they sell tiny little easels. So you just put it on there.
But then what do you hang them on? Put them on a magnet on your refrigerator?
You just put them in the little easel.
Make little earrings out of them? Okay.
No. Oh, that'd be cute.
Oh, little painting earrings?
If you were 60.
Yeah.
Wow. help.
Eyelashes was a popular guess. Selena, no. You judge Jess's eyelashes. I'm not allowed to do that, nor do I know how to. What does she got?
Well, I don't have mascara they're just on natural. Right now, so they're just like...
Yeah, kind of short. Natural lashes. Not that full.
Short, kind of straight.
Yeah.
Nothing special about them.
A lot of people guess cat or cats. Your cat still growing, or is that thing full grown?
Oh, she likes to eat. So she likes to eat a lot.
Still going. Someone guessed fingers. Are your fingers getting any longer?
I don't think so.
Just glutes. How the glutes doing on your gym journey?
Ask me this again in like 4 months and hopefully it'll be a good answer. But right now we're still working.
Got it. A lot of people guessed things like that. And then calves. Calves was another popular guess.
Oh, you guys, that's a tough one.
Do you want bigger calves?
I mean, I want them to match my legs, but how do you even get them to?
You got to get on that calf machine.
I know.
Calf filler.
Ah! Yes,
yeah, but it might migrate.
Yeah.
It might get,
oh, but so, it
you might get,
now we're talking.
You might get pillow legs, though.
Ew. All right, thank you, everyone, for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Buenos días, JV Show. Soy Ernesto de Concord. Les quería preguntar, ¿a quién le salió el mono de la rosca de Reyes? ¿Quién va a poner los tamales? Me perdí el show ese día. No tuve tiempo de ir al podcast. Pero me gustaría saber quién le salió la rosca de Reyes, los monos. Saludos, que tengan un buen día. Ojalá se bañen porque ya apestan, ¿ok? Bye.
Bye.
As the resident Spanish speaker on the show, I'll handle this one. This is what I'm guessing, and you can fact check me. I think he said, good morning. This is Ernesto from Concord. That's our buddy Ernesto from Concord. He wanted to ask who got the little... I don't know, my translation, figurine in the Rosca de Reyes.
Right.
And he wants to know who's going to make the tamales.
Right. Yes.
He says that he missed the show that day, which I draw issue with because he just rails on us if we're ever not here, but he missed the show. So
interesting.
I guess whatever.
Yep.
And he said he didn't have time to podcast the show, but he'd like to know who got the little figurine in the Rosca de Reyes. And at the end now, I don't know if this is a Spanish expression I'm not familiar with, but he says something about taking a shower because you already stink.
Yeah, like, take a shower, you guys stink.
Got it. Okay.
Thanks.
To answer that question, I, Graham, got that, and I will have to make the tamales. When do I do that again?
February 2nd.
Will you guys remind me ahead of time? Because I need to start working on the Herbert family, secret family recipe for the tamales.
I will
like,
remind
you. In advance, because I want to make sure they're really good.
Jess, can we make this announcement yet?
Yes!
We have a major announcement, you guys.
Wait, let me get the major announcement alert. Oh, hang on. What is it?
The major announcement is that BTS has announced their world tour! The best part is tomorrow, it's a Wild Wednesday. So if you want to win your tickets to see BTS, we're going to have them for you all morning long, every hour from 6 a.m. And that's going to go till 2 p.m. Listen at the 30s for your chance to win tickets for BTS. They're finally back together as a group and they have new music coming out. And they just announced their tour.
That's going to be big.
You missed it. All right. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Nunu.
Got it. Well, good morning to you. Welcome to the JV Show. We heard you want to win these tickets for Stevie Aoki, so here's what you got to do. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct, and if you can do that, the tickets are yours, okay?
Let's go.
Here's question number 1. A Joey is widely known as the name for a baby what? Like, what kind of animal?
Kangaroo.
Yep. Little Joey. I always wanted one to have like a little pouch on the front of my pants, and then there's just a little Joey in there, and I just whip out little Joey all the time. Like, everyone, take a look at him.
Joey.
Yeah, there he is. That went sideways. All right, question number 2. How many pockets are there on a standard pool table?
6.
Yep.
Easy. Just breezing through this.
Yeah.
Here we go. Question number 3. What is the name for the winds that bring hot, dry, gusty weather to Southern California during the fall?
I don't know that one.
You've heard it before. Take a guess.
Can I pass?
Nope.
Or, I don't know, gusty wind?
The Santa Ana.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, you've heard of that one. All right, you need this one to win the game. Question number 4. If a blackjack dealer has a soft 17, It means that they for sure have one of what type of card in their hand? Soft 17.
Can you repeat the question?
If a blackjack dealer has a soft 17, it means that they for sure have one of what card in their hand?
Ace.
Yep.
That's the correct answer.
Oh, let's go. No, you won.
You got these tickets for Steve Aoki. You're going to be checking them out February 20th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium.
Congratulations.
Hope you get caked.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Steve Aoki cakes people very famously. Yeah, you might get caked.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, it's fine.
I have a raincoat on.
All right, well, congratulations. Hang on for those tickets and have a great rest of your day. Grammy, we got some shout-outs.
We know we do. We got some moms in my DMs. First one here says, Graham, it's that time again. Shout-out to our 10-ager, Mila Ray. You are such a light and fire in our lives. We're so proud of you. Thank you for being a loving big sis to McKenna and Mikayo. We love you so much. Have a wonderful 10th birthday. Keep reaching for the stars. Love Mama Mia and Daddy Mike. Yes, happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Can you please give a shout out to my son, Tege? Tege? Selena, help me out.
Teggy.
Yeah. From American Canyon. It's his 16th birthday today. Woo! We love you. And that's from Mom, Dad, and Talia. Thanks, Graham, Selena, and Jess. You guys are the best. Yes, happy, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Teggy. Hi, Graham. Could you please greet my daughter? It's her 12th birthday. Her name is Michaela Jordan. We'll listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. Keep working hard on your studies. We're very proud of you. Sky's the limit. Love you, my firstborn. And that, I believe, is from your mom. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Michaela.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hi, Graham. Me and my son listen to the Yep Nope game every morning on the way to school. Please wish my son Benji a happy 14th birthday from mom. Thank you. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Benji. Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
One final one here. Mom in your DMs. Mom in your DMs for a birthday shout out to Jake in Foster City. Happy 13th and golden birthday. You're officially a teenager. We're so proud of you. You're an amazing son, brother, and friend. We love you so much. That's from mom, Alejandra, dad, Ethan, and brothers, Oscar and Caleb. Oh, and go Niners. Yes, I agree with that. But about Jake's birthday...
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's true. God.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So, poor Scooter Braun. He is fed up with other celebs and pro athletes constantly sliding into Sydney Sweeney's DMs.
Sorry, bro. Oh. I mean, I'm saying apologizing for myself. Sorry.
Yeah.
I slid in there.
Whoa, Graham, you're married.
Right. But it's Sydney Sweeney. I thought every guy took a chance and just shot their shot. Mm-hmm. Shoot their shot.
Mm-hmm. So, for those who don't know, Sydney and Scooter Braun, they're a couple. Like, they've hung out with each other's families. They are together, but apparently nobody cares.
Oh, poor little Scooter.
For the record, Sydney is very unbothered by all the DMs she gets, doesn't pay them any mind. But Scooter is very, very bothered by it. And he thinks the nonstop attention she gets is incredibly disrespectful, and he would like it to just stop. Which, again, sorry, bro, it's just not going to happen. You're dating Sydney Sweeney.
Right.
Are they Instagram official?
Like,
has she ever posted him, the two of them,
together? I haven't seen anything. That I don't know, but they've been spotted out, like, at different... like out to dinners and things like that. So maybe they're not Instagram official, but they're just like IRL official.
I get right. It. But like if you, Selena, or you, Jess, when you started, say, posting pictures of you and your man, mm-hmm. didn't the...
They stopped. The DM stopped.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, granted, Sydney Sweeney, you know, famous, you know, very famous celebrity. So it's probably different, but I still think that would, you know... Guys aren't very smart, you know.
Right. Maybe there's a lot of people who don't know that they're even dating.
I don't think there's that many people. I bet you if you polled 100 average citizens, who's Sydney Sweeney's boyfriend, I don't think many people could pull Scooter Braun out.
You're right. Well, there's also talk that their relationship is kind of on eggshells right now, not only because of the DM stuff, but just because their different lifestyles and expectations are clashing. Like, Sydney's always been a little more independent, likes time alone. Scooter's a little more on the clingy side. He didn't like her meeting up with her ex last November. And then, you know, just all the football players in her DMs is just, you know, not helping any of this.
In their defense, in the defense of people that are sliding in there, Scooter sounds like a guy whose girlfriend you can steal, you know?
Honestly, yeah.
Just no, the name, he does. The name Scooter.
Yeah. Like, poor Scooter. I'm sure he's a great guy, but like...
Is he a great guy? I thought we all hated him. This is the Swifties, and he...
I thought we didn't hate him anymore because she got her master's back.
He stole my music.
We still didn't like him.
I thought the public sentiment was we still didn't like him. Because what he did to Taylor, we're still mad about that.
I don't even know if it's just that. I think he just seems like a cocky guy.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we don't like him so much. But either way, I think, yeah, really easy to steal a girl off his arm.
Anybody named Scooter, sorry.
but it's true. Yeah. Graham, what do you have?
All right, could all-pro linebacker Fred Warner be making his return to the 49ers lineup? This is music to every 49er fan's ears because this past Sunday, we rolled out a bunch of linebackers that weren't even on the team a couple weeks ago. To be fair, they played pretty well, but they are not Fred Warner, who is arguably the best at the position in the entire league, not to mention just his leadership for the 49ers defense on the field and the 49ers team as a whole. Warner, we know, dislocated and fractured his ankle back at the beginning of October. I think it was October 12th. It was one of those ones where his foot was pointing the wrong direction. Mm. It was gruesome. But yesterday, he posted a video of himself running drills at 49ers practice facility and looking pretty agile. I don't know if he looked 100%, but he was moving pretty well. This would definitely be ahead of probably the general recovery timeline for that sort of injury. But, I mean, Fred Warner, he's a freak. The 49ers will have to open up his practice window. If they do that this week, then that would give him a chance to play this Saturday against the Seahawks. Do I think that's going to happen? I think that's still probably too soon. But if the 49ers were to beat Seattle on Saturday in advance to the NFC Championship game, it would not surprise me at all if Fred Warner basically forced his way back onto the field for that game, which would be awesome. In a season where the 49ers have just suffered devastating injury after devastating injury, man, wouldn't it be cool and give the team a boost to have one of those guys come back from it.
Just in time, yes.
So, fingers crossed.
All right, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. It's your buddy, Hammerin' Hank, a chicken and Hayward. And I'm getting ready for my eye appointment cash rally this morning. Anyway, I submitted the video to sing the national anthem at a San Jose Giants game later this year. You could check it out by visiting my YouTube channel at DJ Hammerhink. And I'll talk to you real soon, buddies. Peace in your hood.
Hanky. Yeah, Hanky's nailed the national anthem at a couple Modesto Nuts games, which I thought was absolutely nuts. Little nuts joke. Sorry, that was a little loud. Yeah, sorry. Let me take that out of the podcast. But yeah, why not the San Jose Giants? Right?
Why not?
He's got the experience. He's got the confidence. He's got the vocals. He got it.
All right, we are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Wild 94.9. We have your chance to win some crazy cash right now. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
All right, this hour's nationwide keyword. Listen up, everybody, because you want to win $1,000.
Yes.
It is bank. B-A-N-K. Bank. Enter that at wild949.com, and that's all it takes to get you in the running for $1,000. Good luck.
Good luck. All right, fair or foul, there is a mom of two younger kids. Her kids are 8 and 5. She has a son and a daughter. And like pretty much everybody's kids over the holidays, they got a lot of Christmas gifts, toys, books, clothes. They got a lot of money, right? Well, on January 2nd, she posted a video of them out for lunch. The kids wanted to go out to McDonald's. Who doesn't love McDonald's?
Yeah.
Right. I get it. But she's like, okay, well, you got to spend your Christmas money on your lunch, though. And people in the comments were not having it. Like, hello, the money was like a gift. Why should they have to buy, like, I don't know, a need, like food? Like, you know what I mean? Food, shelter, that kind of stuff should be covered by the parents.
Yeah.
She says she was just trying to make it a teachable moment, and responsibility and money management is making her kids spend their Christmas money at McDonald's, fair or foul.
I think if McDonald's is a treat for them and they were like, hey, please, like, mom, can we go? Then yeah, because then you're getting a treat. Like maybe she offered to make food at home for them, but they were like, nah, let's go to McDonald's.
Yeah, see, I'm with Jess. I think the key element is of this is if that is a treat. If they have the option of making a PB&J at home or whatever, and that costing $0. Well, not really, because you have to buy at the grocery store. Right. But you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, if you had the option to just make the lunch, or like, oh, can we please go do this? Then I'm fine with them spending their Christmas money on that. When my kids, you know, beg me to take them to, you know, can we spend the $5 that the grandparents put in our birthday cards? Can we go to frozen yogurt and they want to spend that? Sure. Yeah, let's go. That's your money. You can spend it.
I get what you guys are saying, and I agree with you, but I'm still kind of leaning more towards Fowl just because it's like food. Like, I don't want my kids to ever have to like worry about buying their own food. When I'm the parent, I'll supply that for you. And if I don't feel like buying you McDonald's, then the answer is just going to be no, and save your money up for something that you really want to buy for yourself.
I think it would be different, yeah, though, if she was taking them to the grocery store and being like, you're going to buy groceries for the whole.
But to me, it kind of falls in that like same
eggs.
Category. Like,
go
it's
buy
food.
A carton. You're like, going to need to empty your whole piggy
like
bank.
Like, at 5 years old, you shouldn't have to be buying your own lunch, regardless of what it is. Like, I will get that for you because it's my job to feed you.
I'm totally with you because that was the first thing. When it comes to just food, like, this is a meal, it does seem different. But if it is like something, if going to McDonald's is viewed, like Jess said, as like a treat, as like a special thing, and there were other options on the table.
It just still seems wrong
home
to me.
I don't know. I totally, when you first laid it out, I was like, yeah, that doesn't seem right. But then the more I thought about it, it's like, oh, I kind of do that with my kids. Granted, it's usually a treat item. It's a going for ice cream or frozen yogurt. And if they want to spend their
meal, I don't know. It just seems wrong to me. I don't know. I get what you guys are saying. I have to lean more towards Fowl. But if you want to leave a talk back, was that fair or Fowl, the mom making her kids spend their Christmas money on a Happy Meal? Instead of like saving up for something they want or like a toy or something. I don't know. It just seems wrong to me. But you can leave a talk back, fair or foul, whatever you guys think. In the meantime, though, Graham.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this hairball.
Yeah, we have to have been wanting to bring this up because doctors in Vietnam, they just removed a hairball from a 9-year-old girl. Not a cat, a human girl. And this thing was massive, you guys. It measured more than 3 feet long of tightly coiled, almost braided hair
it was like in a nice fishtail braid
in her stomach. Yes. And it moved all the way down through her small intestines. And this young girl had to go to the hospital because she was in severe abdominal pain and wasn't eating and was losing weight. And while she was there being examined, the parents were like, oh, by the way, since she was basically, you know, a toddler, she's been pulling out her own hair and eating it. There is some sort of, I think, psychological disorder, something that some people have, and they do that. And the doctors are like, well, you probably should have reported this sooner because hair can't be digested. And if it gets stuck in there, it's just going to keep accumulating and accumulating, which it did, and self-braiding itself. Like you said, it was a French braid, I think. And it had built up in there. But again, 3 feet long, they removed this during a surgery.
A 3-foot long braid.
Yes, in her stomach and small intestines. And once they removed it, they said the patient experienced rapid pain relief, resumed normal eating, and was able to leave the hospital after 5 days and is now showing healthy weight gain and marked improvement in her overall physical condition. So she's like a whole new person now that she doesn't have a giant hairball in her stomach. Again, this is not a cat. This is a kid.
Oh my God. I can't believe the parents waited that long.
I know. And did they not teach her to do like Selena does? And when your hair comes out, you just slap it to the shower wall and stick it there like a...
That's not even a teachable
disgusting
thing. It's just instinct. Not? It's just a woman's instinct.
Jess, do you slap your hair that falls out in the shower to the, and do you affix it to the tile?
I do sometimes.
See?
But
did anybody teach you?
No, it just comes naturally.
It's natural to women.
Why do you stick it to the wall?
The difference,
my wife does not do this. I don't go into the bathroom and find hair stuck to the shower wall.
Because the difference between what Selena does, because she leaves it there.
Yeah,
I stick
disgusting
it there during the shower, but then once I'm getting out of the shower,
you
I
braid
take it,
it
out.
And ball it.
Yeah, I leave it there long enough to just dry. And then like every few days, whatever, I'll go and just wipe it all.
You just
take it all
slough
off.
It off.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that
grosses me out. But if you do that,
or
like, what do
so
I do,
much
drop it down the drain? I'm not going to do that.
Well, what if it washed up to the drain? Great. Then at the end of the shower, scoop it up from there. You don't need to like make a hair art display on your shower wall for your husband to see.
I don't know, but even when you let it go and it gets caught in the grate thing that you said, it's still, some of it makes its way down into the drain.
You still got to pull it
out.
And
if you leave it there, like then after I'm like done rinsing, then it's all like gunky from like the shampoo and soap and stuff. It's way more disgusting. I'd rather just stick it to the wall, make a nice little design, leave a message for my husband.
Oh, yeah, because that's less disgusting. Yeah, I'd like to hear your husband's thoughts on this.
He hates it. You know what he did recently? Because he'll shave his head in the shower and like, he left like the chunks of hair. He left them on
next
the wall
next to your
for me
chunks of hair.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he waited for me to clean it off.
So you
don't like it, huh?
I don't know why it sounds more gross when it's guy hair.
I know.
Well, when you describe it as chunks of hair, that part grosses me out.
Because it comes off. He's like shaving backwards, so it comes off in like, you know what I mean? It's not like strands, like individual strands, like mine.
I don't know why. I'm so, you guys have the most vile relationship I've ever, I'm disgusted right now. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Oh, disgusting. Anyways, don't let your kids eat their hair and don't let them slap it to the shower wall. Just clean it up.
Great
be a
advice.
Normal person.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is not a drill, people. This is not a drill.
We need a blue.
Let me get the not a drill alert.
Bottle Rock has announced their lineup.
They have.
Yes!
All right.
Yes. Memorial Day weekend. Napa.
We did it, Napa.
That's your city, Graham. Napa. They've announced the lineup. Lord, Lil Wayne, Busta Rhymes.
Nice.
Ludacris.
Nice.
Backstreet Boys.
Ooh, oh, Selena's. Right there. Your face lit up on that one.
I know. Look, I saw them at the Sphere in Vegas. Best concert I've ever been to. And my whole life.
Wow.
Pauly D is going to be a Bottle Rock. Zed, AJR, Big X the Plug, Bush.
Oh.
Seen them before.
Really? I just wanted to say Bush.
Bush.
So pre-sale tickets are tomorrow. Jess, do you have the information?
I heard the
here.
Foo Fighters were going to be
Foo
there
Foo Fighters
as well.
Going to be there
Why,
as well.
Don't bury that one. I love
Sorry.
Them.
Sorry. Yes. And then tickets go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m.
Right.
So everyone get ready. Get your wallets ready, people. Get your wallets ready. All right. We were just talking about a mom who's come under fire for making her kids, ages 5 and 8, spend their Christmas money on McDonald's when they, you know, wanted to get a Happy Meal for lunch. They got some not so nice comments on social media. A lot of people coming after the mom saying that's cruel. What do you guys think? Is it fair or foul?
Hey, what's up? This is Marco from Martinez. I think I'm kind of leaning on the way with Selena here. I think it's foul. If you wanted them to buy something at McDonald's, you should have given them a McDonald's gift card. But if it's cash, they should be able to do whatever they want with it. Later, guys. Have a great morning.
Yeah, it's cash. They should. I'm sure they'd much rather have the toy they've been seeing, you know, ads for, rather than a Happy Meal.
But what if that was the thing they wanted?
Yeah.
They were like, I want McDonald's.
That's where I need to know.
But it's your job as a parent to get it for them, then to feed them.
Yeah, but my job isn't to give them every whim that they want. Dad, stop here. I want this. Stop
no.
here.
No, then say, we're not having that today.
I'm going to make you a turkey sandwich at home. But if they're like, this is my Christmas money and I would like to spend it on this Happy Meal. So butt out, Dad. I'd be like, okay, it's your money. Go for it.
And I
don't like it.
And I wouldn't say, oh, you're buying McDonald's for the whole family with your money. No.
Right, it was for themselves.
Right.
I don't like it.
Well, get me a Big Mac, too.
Yeah.
I drove you there.
Right.
At least you can do.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Mia. I'm thinking it's more foul unless they're, like, going just to get, like, an ice cream or something. Otherwise, yeah, the parents should be doing the feeding. Bye.
See, the parents should be doing the feeding.
I mean, I kind of agree with that. I would see it. I definitely see it more as if, like, they wanted to go there to get a milkshake or a cone or whatever. And, like, okay, if that's what you want to spend your cash on, totally fine. The food part, I feel like I should pay for that because it's a meal. But
yeah.
I still need a little more, like, context here.
Right.
Well, that's all we got, so.
Yeah. Good morning, JV Show. It's Marissa from San Jose. I'm just going to say for the mom that was having her kids pay for McDonald's, I think it's fair only just because it was a gift given to them. They got money, they received it, and that's the choice that they wanted. So it's almost as if, like, if you get money and you want to buy something at the store, I think, hey, you have the money for it, you can purchase it.
I get that side of it, and I get why you guys would say fair. Just for me personally, it seems foul because, like, I wouldn't let my kids spend their money on the food that if that's where we're going, I'm going to buy for you anyways. I'd much rather you save your money until you reach that amount where you can get something nice for yourself or whatever toy or, you know, clothing that I wouldn't normally buy you or whatever. I think that is teaching them how to save in those money management skills. Don't worry about where the food's going to come from.
Right. So, yeah.
But if you asked them, hey, what do you want to spend your money on? Right. I want a Happy Meal.
But what do kids know? You want a Happy Meal? Well, when it's time to go as a family for lunch, I got that for you.
Wait,
but we're not doing that today,
so
if that's what we're not.
So if you asked your child, like, what do you want to spend your Christmas money on? And they said McDonald's, you're going to say no?
I would say no. See, that,
if we're going to McDonald's, I'll pay for it. You save your money. And I've done that before. My kids want to spend money on stupid stuff. Like, no, save your money for something else.
I don't know. But then again, I'm not a parent. But I just think that if you are giving them the option of like, hey, it's if it is your money and you want to decide what to spend
and
it on.
You have autonomy to decide
right.
what the thing is you want
to
buy.
Then I don't think you should be able to say like, well, no, you can only use your money on something that I approve of.
Because you're also teaching them the lesson, like, you could save this, and that day when they comes around and they don't have enough money saved up to buy whatever that thing they want is, and you go, well, you shouldn't have bought McDonald's that day.
That's what I'm saying.
It's delicious, but, like, you shouldn't have bought
that. Isn't
that
part of the lesson? To use it for something else more important, not, like, hot Cheetos? I do that all the time. Like, no.
Right, but if
we're going and picking out snacks, like, I'll buy the snacks, I'll buy the food. You don't ever have to spend your money on that. You save it for when I'm not there and you need something or, you know, something else that you want.
And they learn that through the experience of it.
Maybe that's just me. That's just me. I think, right. Val. But we're going to put an end on that topic, even though I know talkbacks are still going to come through. So we'll see what we talk about next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
One final talkback, and then we're going to put a wrap on this. We're talking about the mom who has come under fire online for making her kids, ages 5 and 8, pay for their own McDonald's with their Christmas money.
Morning, JV Show. I completely agree. This is totally fair. I have teenage kids, and I always tell them, is it a need or a want? And if they want McDonald's, they can pay for it with their own money because they have no problem spending $100 on a hoodie. So teaches them that their needs and wants need to be paid for by them.
I think that's a good distinction. Is it a need or a want? Mm-hmm. Now, look, the lines get blurred there, and I think that's where a lot of the kind of you can see both sides of this argument because it's food. But McDonald's could be a treat, something that you don't normally get to go out for fast food or whatever. And so it could be seen as just a want. So is it a need or a want? If providing food for your kids is truly a need and going to McDonald's, then it's foul. You can't make them pay for it. It's something that they need. They need food to live. But if it is just strictly a want, I want to go there, I'm totally fine with them paying for it with their own money. Okay. It is a want. I think that is a smart money lesson, the difference between needs and wants. Mm-hmm.
And that concludes that topic. There's so many talkbacks that have come through. And thank you, everybody, for weighing in. Graham, I know you have something to talk about. Really quick, can I tell you guys this new word that we need to know that people are loving online?
New word alert?
Yes, new word alert. Have you guys heard of a chopple-ganger?
What?
Chopple-ganger?
Yes.
No.
Is that like Chapel Roan?
No, it's like a doppelganger. You guys know what a doppelganger is, right?
Of course.
Right. Someone who looks like someone else. But a choppelganger is when the doppelganger is more chopped.
So they're not as good.
Yeah, it's not as
the
good
downgraded
looking.
Version. So it's a downgraded version of you.
Yes. So like a lot of people will say that I resemble like Kali Uchis. Okay, but I would be her choppelganger. You know what I mean? Or like, Jess, you're Becky G's choppelganger.
Wow, you're besmirching your guys' own looks there. I thought you guys would say those were your doppelgangers because a lot of people do think you guys look very similar to the people that you just mentioned.
Yeah, but if we had to pick, I mean, they obviously have the money to look better than us.
Yeah,
you're their choppelgangers.
Yeah, you, I guess, I don't see the resemblance at all, but you swear you look like Adam Levine.
It's like we're looking in a mirror,
no,
but he would
not
be my choppelganger.
You would be the choppelganger,
because
sure,
he's like
Graham.
The shorter version of me, and the shorter and less buff version. So, like, he'd be the choppelganger.
Right. Wait, I like this
me
word.
Too.
Choppelganger.
Now I want to know, like, are there other
choppelgangers out there?
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
And it would be offensive to be called that, especially if you were looking at the person, you're like, I'm better looking than them, but then they're looking at you thinking you're their choppelganger.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like there are
such a good word. Everyone try to use that today at least once, okay? Choppelganger. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, relationship experts are saying that doing things like ordering takeout meals or hiring a house cleaner or having somebody else or walk your dog might be the key to a happier relationship. They said when couples spend money on time-saving services, again, a house cleaner saving you the time from having to clean your own house, a dog walker is saving you the time from having to walk your own dog, although I would argue you should be doing that. It's quality time outside with your own pet. But those couples that do those things and employ those time-saving services report greater relationship happiness and satisfaction. So there may be something, it's according to this research, again, I'm going to get the, this is something new here because.
How is this new?
Is it because they're spending more quality time together?
They say as long as you use that time you're saving, that's the real key is if you're using the time you're saving to spending quality time, like you just said, Selena, doing something together, then that. They think that's probably the most likely reason that couples are reporting that they're happier in their relationship. But what do you guys think about this? Because, Selena, you have a well-known DoorDash addiction.
Yeah.
Where are you at in that process right now? Because you had deleted the app. Are you back? Where are you actually
doing really, really good. I still have the app deleted. Okay. I did order my husband a burrito last weekend.
Oh, so you relapsed.
I was way too hungover, but I didn't get myself anything. I got him something because I was too hungover to feed him. But even that made me feel guilty. You know what I mean? So it's back deleted. I haven't used it since.
Okay.
But it's just a lot more like struggle meals in leftover.
But now hearing this, don't you, I was kind of thinking, well, maybe Selena had it right all along and that the time that you could have spent scraping together that struggle meal, you guys could spend cuddling and hanging out and just letting the DoorDash food arrive on your front porch. Maybe there's something to
that.
What
I was going to say, I think it's the opposite, at least in my situation for this study, because if we're just like spending all this money on DoorDash, one of us is mad that the other person is spending all this money on DoorDash. Yeah, we still spend quality time together, but I feel like we do that anyways.
Wait, but also isn't cooking together, wouldn't that be like quality time as well?
Yeah, but I want to be on the couch watching the game.
Right.
I got stuff to do.
Me too.
I have some Niners to watch.
I mean, I would think that if you are paying for all of these services, it also might be like preventing you from having random little fights with each other of like, who's going to clean this? Why haven't you done this? Blah, blah, blah. Because then somebody else is taking care of it. So maybe less fights?
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Yeah. I mean, what this thing study says to me is that if you have more money, you have less problems.
Right.
It's kind of what it sounded like. Because I'm like, I would love
to. We already knew that.
I'd love to have a house cleaner and all this stuff. Yeah, it's expensive, you know? So it's like, that would be great to have somebody come and do all your chores and do all your things for you. Yeah, to Jess's point, we probably would have less fights. And you would have more time to spend with each other. So the moral of the story is, people, you need to be rich to have a happier relationship.
Get richer, more DoorDash. Yeah. More cuddling.
Yes, and then spend more quality time.
Love it.
But that sounds nice. But while you're trying to get richer, you're spending more time at work.
Not spending that
many hours at home.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so.
I don't really know what the key is here, but that's just.
Win the lottery, maybe?
That's just what one study found. I'll go buy some scratchers today.
Yeah. Wish us luck.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Can somebody tell me what is happening with the traffic in Burlingame right now? California and El Camino are closed. Help. Send help.
I actually do have that information.
What's going on? Help. Send help.
It is closed for tree work and road construction until 5 p.m. So it's going to be a mess pretty much all day. Sorry to break it to you.
Can't they work on the trees like in the non-commute times?
Would make too much sense.
That's what I would do if I was scheduling the work, but you know, that's just me. Yeah.
Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. Timothy Chalamet soft launched Kylie Jenner on Instagram. Those details next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So it only took 3 years, but Timothy Chalamet has finally soft launched Kylie Jenner on his Instagram. Okay, so I need you guys to go now to our Instagram story and take a look. Let me know what you think. By the way, this is on JV Morning Show. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're following us if you're not already. Jess, what do you think of this soft launch?
I couldn't help but laugh just because that's not what I was expecting it to be. Can I say what it is?
Yes.
It's just her hands.
But the fact that...
We know for sure that's even her hand?
It is her hand.
Okay.
But the fact that her hand has finally made an appearance
after three years.
How long until we get her face? Like another 3 years, 5 years?
Hopefully later this year. Like,
do you think that's something they talk about? Like, don't post me, or why haven't you posted me? Like, that would happen in a normal relationship. Right?
I get it in the beginning. They just didn't want, you know, ties to each other. They wanted to be doing their own thing independently as far as like career and, you know, business and things like that. But now, I mean, we all know you're together. It's not going to affect movie roles. No one's going to think anything. Like, we already know. Just post each other. It would bother me, honestly. I can't be in a relationship where I feel like you're hiding me or like you're embarrassed of me or you're ashamed.
Do you think it's different because they are both public figures?
But because you're public figures, we know.
Right.
We already know you're together.
I know. That seems like all the more reason at this point when you've been in a relationship this long to post the other person, because there are pictures of the two of you everywhere.
Everywhere.
And
I don't understand
pictures of you individually everywhere. We've seen it all. What are we hiding?
But I'm here for the soft launch. Really quick, going back to the Golden
Very
Globes.
Soft launch.
Going back to the Golden Globes, as you know, after every award show, lip readers weigh in to try to stir up drama because, you know, all these celebrities, there's like little clips, but none of them are mic'd up and people are dying to know what they say. One lip reader is claiming that Timmy and Kylie, as they were taking their seats at the Golden Globes, they got into an explosive argument. And this clip is also on our story. According to this lip reader, Kylie and Timmy turn to each other, and Timothy says to Kylie, "You must hate me." And she responds, "Yes. Were you worried?" And then he says, "You look bothered." And she says, "Not here. You're annoying." And then they take their seats, and she greets the person next to her.
I'm not getting this, I can't tell that
from the video. They look happy.
This is a lip reader's account.
What makes you so sure? It could be anything.
It could be any number of things. Because I've also seen those bad lip reading. Remember when they used to dub over people and just make their own voice? And it looked exactly. It matched up exactly. And they were saying nowhere near to the thing they were saying. Yeah. So lip reading, I'm always like,
you an expert lip reader?
Right. You can like sometimes get an idea of what they're saying. Like,
it has to at least match their mannerisms and like facial expressions. Like, this is so off.
The only time you really know by lip reading what somebody was saying is when they cut to the sidelines and a coach of some sport is super upset at his team and it's just expletives flying.
Right.
You can tell which words are being said there fairly easily. But outside of that, when it's just conversation, I don't know how much I trust those.
I know. One more quick thing. Jessica Simpson is slamming rumors that she is in talks to be the next Bachelorette. Did you guys hear about this at all?
No.
A lot of people were saying that she was in talks with ABC to be on The Bachelorette. As you know, she is now single after her split from Eric Johnson, her ex, soon-to-be ex. Husband? I don't know if they're officially divorced yet. Well, she was at LAX earlier this week in paparazzo. That was there, asked her about these rumors. And she said, quote, "I have options. I'm good." Meaning she's not going to be on the show. Doesn't need anybody's help.
Oh.
Would you guys watch if she was, though?
No.
I think it'd be... Look, I've never in my life seen an episode of Bachelorette. I probably wouldn't start with her on it. But I think there'd be some like funny moments.
I would be more likely, because I've abandoned the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise. It's just, we've done it, you know, I'm bored of it, and let's move on. But I would be more inclined to watch if she was on there. I'd be kind of curious, rather than them picking somebody from a previous season that I have no idea who it is, and I just, like, don't even want to get involved in that.
Right.
But I might.
Why is that show even still a thing?
Would she be on the Golden Bachelorette?
Wow!
No!
I'm just wondering, like, how old is she now?
Why do you always ask questions we don't know the answers to?
These are questions when you're sitting directly in front of a computer that I know you can find in the amount of time that I before I finish this sentence.
So why didn't you just Google it yourself?
Well, because I was too busy asking you the question.
She's 45, so
she would be on the Golden Bachelorette.
No.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Game on the streets that girl mentioned. You're giving out wrong information about tree cutting. That's not what's happening. You need to do a little more research, lady. Thank you.
Hey.
You just got ladied. The talkback's very negative in 2026. If this is any indication of how the year's going to go, we got a lot of complaints. Now, look, a little bit ago, somebody left a talkback and said, "Help, I've been stuck on," I can't remember what she said.
El Camino Rio.
For a while. What is going on with the traffic? And then, Selena, you gave out some information about some potential tree work. Now, that woman just left a talkback and said, "Hey, lady, you need to do some research. That's not what it is." I can't believe she called you lady.
I know. Well, you listen here, woman.
Let her know.
Reading it right here. It says, Burlingame closed for tree work until 5 p.m. Drivers can detour onto Grove Avenue to California Drive to Rosendale Avenue back to El Camino Real.
There we go.
That's what it says.
Wow.
From my
total Jessica just called in right now and left us a talkback. That's the new Karen.
No, it was Susan. or Bessie.
It's Jessica. Now, so you're standing by your research right there, because she said do a little more research.
That's literally what it says.
How is it not clocking? How's it not clocking to her that you're standing on business right now, lady?
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Sif from Walnut Creek. No regrets. Niners. Look, I know I didn't leave a talk back yesterday. Look, I was still recovering from Sunday because that game was insane. I had no voice and I was a little hungover. But, man, have you guys seen that video of the Philly fans throwing cans at our fans walking down the sidewalk? They are so trashy over there. We slashed those birds. Ha!
Bang,
bang, Niner gang.
I have seen that video. Maybe we can look it up and post it. Again, I've seen a lot of videos of just awful Philly fan behavior, and we've seen a ton of them over the years. And then a bunch of them have gone viral, like, you know, Niner fans getting pelted with snowballs and stuff like that. And you're like, well, yeah, but that was from like several years ago. So I never know. Like, is this from this year? Did this just happen, or is this from past years? Because we've had a couple heated recent games against the Eagles. The most recent one, either two seasons ago, where we stomped them, and then the one before that, we played them in the NFC Championship game, and they stomped us. That was when Brock Purdy tore up his elbow or whatever. So, but Philly fans, notoriously, just the absolute worst. They actually booed Santa Claus one time at a halftime show many years ago. And that's just to let you know the level that Philly fans are on.
Oh my God.
They were booing their own team during the game. If you watch the broadcast, as the Philadelphia Eagles offense, the highest paid offense in the history of the NFL, by the way, couldn't get anything going, boos were raining down from Philadelphia fans. Imagine booing your own team in the playoffs. Ooh. That's a Philadelphia fan. That's just what they do. They're the worst.
Oh my God.
But I booed their offense. The offense did stink in that game. It was worthy of a few boos, but
Really quick, a couple of major announcements were made this morning. The Bob Rock lineup has been announced. If you want to buy your 3-day passes, they go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. But Lil Wayne is going to be there. Teddy Swims, Ludacris, the Backstreet Boys. I will probably go just for them. Zedd, and then for you, Graham, the Foo Fighters. Yes. They're going to be there. Bush.
I've seen them before.
Big X the Plug is going to be there. The other major announcement, tomorrow is a Wild Wednesday. So starting at 6 a.m., we're going to have your tickets for BTS. I told you last week there's something in the works. And then this morning they announced their world tour. So they're going to be at Stanford Stadium later this year. And then tomorrow morning, all throughout the morning at 30s up until 2 p.m., we're going to have your tickets. Before they go on sale.
Look at that. You did call that, lady.
I did. I told you.
You told us something was happening.
Stop calling me lady, Graham.
You were right.
Stop calling me lady. Oh, but there's another way to win BTS.
Yes, on our Instagram right now, at Wild94.9. Follow the instructions on our caption and enter to win.
All right, good luck.
The JV Show on Wild94.9.